Now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not become discouraged, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect any person. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me justice against my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but later he said to himself, even though I do not fear God, nor respect any person, yet because this widow is bothering me, I will give her justice. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, listen to what the unrighteous judge said. Now will God not bring about justice for his elect, who cry out to him day?
Now he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and began praying this in regard to himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, crooked, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get, but the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to raise his eyes toward heaven, but was beating his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were bringing even their babies to him, that he would touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they began rebuking them. But Jesus called for the little ones, saying, allow the children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all.
Questioned him, saying,
good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? But Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And he said, all these things I have kept since my youth. Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack, sell all that you possess, and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when he had heard these things, he became very sad. Said the things that are impossible with people are possible with God. Peter said, behold, we have left our own homes and followed you.
Aside and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that have been written through the prophets about the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles and will be ridiculed and abused and spit upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. The disciples understood none of these things, and the meaning of this statement was hidden from them, and they did not comprehend the things that were said. Now as Jesus was approaching Jericho, a man who was blind was sitting by the road begging. But when he heard a crowd going by, he began inquiring what this was. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he called out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way were sternly David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. When he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, regain your sight, your faith has made you whole.